Carl, how much interaction did you have with the Packers throughout the whole draft process, and what did you think their level of interest was in you?
Honestly, I believe I talked to him at the combine, and really that from there, I really had no first, I didn't know if they had any further interest in me, and then I just got the call today, and I was ecstatic. So yeah, it was random to me, but great choice.
Can you describe just what it was like for you having to wait through Friday, then all of tonight and this morning to finally get that call?
Pardon me?
He just asked, you know, how, you know, difficult and challenging it was to wait for that call, you know, through yesterday and today.
Oh, okay. It's difficult at times, but I just really wanted to know where I ended up at. I really didn't care where. It's just that I have a job now, and I'm going to live out my dream. So I'm very blessed, very excited to be part of the Packers organization, and so it was just waiting. That was the difficult part. But what round, what number, it really didn't bother me.
Where does he see himself playing in a 3-4 defense, his best position?
I would believe probably outside backer, but I played in college with my hand in the dirt a majority of the time. But I would say outside backer. But, I mean, right now I'm just going on and I focus on learning the defense and understanding that first, and then play where they need me to play at.
Carl, how quickly did your thoughts turn to your dad after you got picked? And what do you think he's thinking looking down right now at you?
I was speaking to the Packers, and soon after that I just walked away by myself, and I just broke down in tears thinking of him and how proud he is of me. And I know he's up in heaven smiling down and so proud of his young son. I play for him. I play through him, and it's a blessing and the grace of God that I got this opportunity. And I can always pray he's here with me, but he's here in my heart and spirit, and always will be right, still be my right hand man. So he's amazing.
Carl, what was this season like for you after that? And was football in any way a refuge for you after what you went through there?
Can you repeat the first of the question?
He just said, what was that like for you this season after your father passed away, and was football kind of a refuge for you?
It was a difficult thing I've ever been through in my life. I mean, for your father to pass away in front of you in your arms is something that I would never forget. It's always a memory right there in my head when I close my eyes at night. From now on, I played for him, I played through him, and it just gave me strength and courage and motivation. When it first happened, I was lost, but I found the Lord Jesus Christ, and He helped me through it. And to know that my Father's in heaven, just super proud of me. It keeps a warm heart, a warm place in my heart. So I will and always continue to play for Him.
Just talk about his experiences playing, standing up, and what kind of adjustment do you think that will be like to do it more often than you did at Arizona State?
Pardon me again? I didn't really hear the question.
He just asked if he could talk about your experiences that you have had playing, standing up, and, you know, what the adjustment will be doing that more.
Oh, yeah. I feel comfortable standing up 2 feet. I think I'd rather prefer it better because I could see what's going on more. I could see the ball. I could see the audibles and motions and whatnot. And so I'm very comfortable. I switched in college. Some plays I would switch 2 points and some play I would be down. But, I would rather prefer standing up. It gives me a better jump on the game and what's going on in the backfield rather than keeping my face in the ground and my hand in the dirt. I can now I'm able to see everything and I still get a great get off from a 2-point stand, so I'm gonna enjoy it playing in that position.
What's the key of being a good pass rusher?
The key of being a good pass rusher?
Right.
I would say to know your opponent, to know what study him and study them tackles and whatnot and know what they like to do and always have a couple moves to to beat him. But for me, I would say my speed, speed around the edge, whatnot, but always have a counter move, and I think that would develop you into a good pass rusher.
Couple more for Carl.
Carl, how close are you with Garth and the rest of the Gearhart family?
I'm pretty close. If you know, I went to Norco High School, and the head coach was there, and they had their boys go there. So I'm pretty close with him. I haven't spoke to him in a while, but it's pretty good friendship.
If the Packers asked you to play inside, how effective do you think you could be?
Very effective. I think I could still be as effective as outside. I believe I'm a versatile player and I'm a smart player, so I would understand it and get the concept of it and play either outside or in the box. So I would enjoy that as well.
Did you play much coverage, or were you mostly just attacking the quarterback all the time?
Mainly attacking the quarterback. Only dropped in coverage a few times, but that was one of the things I was working on this offseason. And I went to the combine and my pro day and showed them I could still drop and cover, and I think I did a pretty good job at it.
Who is your agent, Carl?
Justin Shulman with Athletes First.
Could you say that name one more time?
Justin Shulman.
Okay.
Hey, Carl, did the refs get it right at the end of the Wisconsin game?
Did it what?
He said, did the refs get it right at the end of the Wisconsin game?
Yeah, they got it correct.
On the video, he had his hands on his hips. Did he think that he grounded the ball at the time, or what did he think?
He said on the video, you had your hands on your hips. Did you think that he had grounded the ball?
Yeah, I thought he did, but it doesn't matter. We still won, so. That's what matters in the league, right? Getting the wins, however you can.
Hey, Carl, you obviously a lot of strength that you have, you know, quite a few measurables in the gym. How do you incorporate that into your game on the field?
Can you repeat the first half?
He just said, you know, a lot of your numbers that, you know, show your strength in the gym. How do you have it, you know, how do you show that on the field?
Oh, I would say from leverage. I have great lower body strength in it, and so leverage, getting underneath the tackles, popping them back, and just using that to power and have moves from speed to power on my pass rush. I try to move over my weight room to the field, and I think I do a pretty good job at knowing how to transfer my strength from the weight room cleaning and power cleaning and squatting to showing that on the field as well. So yeah, I use it a lot, and it's very, 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 very good.